Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, this is Ross Golan, and I'm excited to announce the third season of And the Writer Is. It'll be coming to you on April 30th to your nearest podcast platform. We have an incredible season in store with amazing songwriters like Ryan Tedder, Nick Jonas, Mozella, Emily Warren, Feldy, Dave Hodges, Busby, and others. Here's a sneak peek to our season.
I remember it clicking in my head that people wrote songs.
The first real song I wrote was called Fishing for Love. Really bad. I luckily don't have a recording of it. Can't find it.
My best friend and I in the fourth grade had this horrible song called Love Triangle, which we didn't even know what that meant.
I was 7 years old, and someone heard me singing because I would just sing all the time. It's probably really fucking annoying, but I did it.
It was bad. It was me trying to be Sting.
First song I'd written was this really cheesy ballad.
So we made up this song. I got a love triangle, baby. I'm going for you.
Is it possible, maybe? I'm not even going to try to sing it. It's too early.
This woman next to my mom said, my son is doing a Broadway show in New York right now. You should take your son to his manager if he is interested in performing.
I was a teenage girl, so stuff was going on in my mind with my emotions, and I was just like, I started writing all the time.
It's a very cheesy Babyface song. You can Google it.
I knew words rhyme, but I didn't know how deep their meaning could be. And I remember reading my mom a poem, and I give her a lot of credit.
The house I grew up in with my mom and my stepdad, not musical at all. Like zero music.
Back in the day, I was trying to make really fancy lyrics, so I'd hit the thesaurus with everything and just replace like average words with bigger words.
And I was like, oh, give me a kiss. Yet not bitter lust. One I can feel, one I can thrust. And she was like, no. She was like, I think you meant trust.
Yeah. Well, actually, I failed music in school, though. I got an
really?
F in music in school.
My teacher pulled me aside and said, look, your voice, it's something different.
I didn't like learning all the like stuff you're supposed to learn. Here's a Bach piece. It's like, oh, I'd rather just let me make my own thing up.
And they sit the whole family down and play us a song called 24. It was the moment that they stood up and were like, we're also musicians. And I was like, oh my God, this is happening.
Plus, we'll feature an episode recorded live from USC's Thornton School of Music with our lovely Joe London, and a very special episode in partnership with the Songwriters Hall of Fame, where I speak with 2018 inductee, the legendary Allie Willis. I'll be there for you. I mean, she wrote that. Come on. For more information, listen to past episodes or to sign up for upcoming newsletters and your chance to win cool And the Writer Is swag like a coffee mug or a baseball cap, simply log on to www.andthewriteris.com. It's all starting April 30th, so be sure to tune in.